It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. We saw a lot of good performances, especially from big man this weekend, DeMarcus Cousins. Hey, he was exciting. He still got it. Damian Lillard also had a good weekend as well. There's a lot going on, but a lot going on, including the fact that the Brooklyn Nets are also thinking about another trade. They've shown interest in JaVale McGee in Cleveland. I mean, they've got 85 big men in Cleveland. They've also shown interest in Kevin Love. We'll see what goes down there. NBA history will be made tonight as Charlotte and Orlando face off against each other. It'll be the first time that two female referees, Natalie Sago and Jenna Schroeder, will officiate the same NBA game. And they will be working with Sean White. I actually like Sean White a lot. Jimmer Fredette is in the news. He's over there in China, and he is still getting buckets. Last night, Gary, he dropped 70. He dropped 70 last night. 9 rebounds, 8 assists as well. He can still get the bucket. And then today is the one-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant's last tweet as he congratulates LeBron James on passing him on the all-time scoring list.
Yeah, tomorrow will be a difficult day.
Yes.
For a lot of people, that'll be the one-year anniversary of the helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. I think January 26th, 2020 to January 26th, 2021.
Ooh.
What has gone on in that year?
Wow.
I know people that cover the NBA, you know, are writing stories. USA Today had an incredible run of articles over the weekend from the different angles of the people that were impacted, the families, the sport, the area in which the helicopter went down. There is a church there that has become a place of healing. First responders. Laker players have been asked, and They've all, and maybe this has been discussed. They don't want to go there. I know Gasol was asked. I believe Anthony Davis was asked. I don't think anybody has gone there to ask LeBron yet, or has had the availability to ask LeBron. But most of them are saying, "I'm not ready to talk about it yet." 1 year ago, tomorrow is the helicopter crash. That took the life of Kobe Bryant and others. Yeah, that'll be a really, really difficult day for some. But just think about it for a moment. In the year, we commented during the summer of pandemic radio, the helicopter crash that took the life of Kobe Bryant and others, not even the top story in this country.
Yeah.
Not even in the top five last year in this country.
Yeah.
Wow. What a year. So I'm sure we'll have some stuff to discuss about that tomorrow. In the world of basketball, and somebody who, you know, has had plenty of interaction and thoughts about Kobe Bryant is Mike Krzyzewski. Duke has not had a good year. If you look at the teams that have been really good this year, outside of Gonzaga and Baylor, it's teams that are a little bit older, that have juniors and seniors to rely on. Because this year is, you know, you're trying to navigate playing this season during a pandemic with all the stops and starts and unknowns has not been easy, and especially if you have a younger team. Duke has not had a good year. They're 5-5. But look, Kentucky has struggled. Michigan State has struggled in the Big Ten, and Michigan State currently is on pause. KU is really in a slump right now. But Coach K has gotten a lot of attention this year because after a loss way back at the beginning of the year, he questioned whether they should be playing. The Duke women are not playing anymore. Kara Lawson was hired as a head coach really, really late. They had injuries. They had COVID issues. They decided that moving forward was not the best for Duke women's basketball, so they shut it down. And people have been speculating if Duke men's basketball would do that. But so far, they are not. And they're only 5-5. And they're coming off a loss to Louisville. Now, after the game, as all coaches and players are doing, they do a Zoom press conference. Here's how it works. This is a little inside baseball. They send you out the links, or you sign up to be part of the Zoom conference, and you log on to the website, and you wait your turn, and you get to ask a question. That's what I miss, is the one-on-one interaction. Can't wait for that to be over so that we can be back to telling stories and the relationships that we have with our coaches and our players. But one thing, when you're Duke basketball and you have so much attention towards it and you have a campus that has a really good student newspaper, they let the students travel the road games. And the Chronicle, which is the student newspaper at Duke University, they staff road games for men's basketball. And they have two reporters that went and covered the game on Saturday night in Louisville. And Duke lost, and it was a frustrating game for Duke. But that does not take Coach K off the hook. As this season is 500, and the way they played, and the schedule that is ahead for Duke, and the fact that they may not make the NCAA tournament, you've got Mike Krzyzewski. The lighting is bad. He looks like the season has taken a toll on him. He's like in a little box, it looks like. And he's being asked questions in the moment. The one thing about these Zoom press conferences, they're happening like 5-10 minutes after the game is over. I mean, coaches aren't having a cooling off period. They're like, the game is over, and I immediately start talking to the media. This is a question that Coach K was asked. It went viral. It has really elicited a lot of responses from fans and media. What do you think about the question and the response?
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? You know, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if, like, when you, what's your major? What's your major at Duke? What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world, and when you walked out, somebody asked you, what's your next step? You see what I mean? Do you have some empathy? And you know, just give us time to evaluate this game, and then we'll figure out, just like we always try to do.
Okay. So that was the exchange. Coach K has apologized privately to the college student, the reporter. Jake Piazza is his name. Krzyzewski got his phone number and called and apologized. If you just looked at the headlines and you don't like Coach K, I know what your opinion is going to be. One, a student reporter asking this question and the response that Coach K gives is going to draw the ire, because why would you treat a student like that? I thought it was a fair question. Why can't you just answer the question? It was a little condescending, but then there's part of me that can see what Coach K was trying to do. He was trying to relate to the student. These are popular questions that we ask our coaches and our players in real time to react. Okay, what's the next step? Instead of about the game. And Coach K is not the only person that's answered a question like that, but when you're Mike Krzyzewski and you've lost and you've already had a lot of opinions about you this year, how you're handling it and some of the comments you're making about playing the basketball season, you're going to get the response. It's a sad look for Coach K. He could have just answered the question. I get what he was, a little bit what he was trying to do to relate to the reporter, but in this situation, it's a no-win for him. Just answer the question and move on. It's good that he reached out and apologized. And, from the sound of it, the student newspaper reporter, he didn't think much of it. First time he's ever asked a question. He asked the question, got the response, and he said that he went to just write his story. And then all of a sudden his phone and his emails start blowing up by people saying, did you know this went viral? Are you okay? Is Coach K really, really upset at you? Now everybody knows who Jake Piazza is. And he's not a journalism student. He wants to go into economics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but there's another, hey, good for also asking a question. I know a lot of student newspaper writers. Jordan McAlpine, who is the sports editor for the Gateway, the UNO paper, covers UNO hockey and UNO athletics. I think he does a great job, and he's not afraid to ask questions. You can really tell the Daily Nebraska students that are really good at their job, and they don't hesitate. Because sometimes student newspaper reporters or student reporters, period, they'll kind of get lost, and they cherry pick. They let other people ask questions. Hey, bit of advice. Just ask your question. You're part of the media. If we're not treating you well, then that's on us. You're right. Part of the media. Look at Daily Nebraska. Look at the list of alumni that they have. A lot of them are people that are on this radio station that we talk to that are covering Nebraska or other sports.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and ask a question. That's good. But there's no way Coach K wins this.
No.
He comes off as an ass.
Anthony's in the JTech Construction's old Twitter feed. He says, Gary Sharp showed there's no reason at all for Coach K to apologize. If that's the case, when is Saban's apology tour?
And his relationship actually has gotten better with local media. But it's always, you know, I learned this at a young age. First of all, and I'm going to finish. This is a good way to finish today because I'm going to tie in Larry King. Is the best interviews are the ones you do by listening. And shorter questions get you a better response. We get a lot of questions to our coaches and our players. And hey, even our sports talk show hosts, where they ask the question and they answer the question all in the question that they're asking to the person they want to ask it to. That all makes sense? You ask a good question, you get a good response. Who gets asked the most questions around here? The head football coach at Nebraska. Do we always like his responses? No. But his best responses are the ones that are really good questions that aren't just generic stock questions that make, that are looking for provoking a thoughtful response. I'm looking forward to, in a couple of days, talking to Parker Gabriel. He was somebody that was on that call with Scott the other day. And there was all kinds of information in there. But context and tone, I think, is pretty important when he's talking about what he's going to do with his quarterback or when he's asked about special teams analysts that if we get the right guy, it's going to work. Okay, why Jonathan Rutledge was not the right guy and what is the makeup of the new guy you're going to look towards that are going to help fix your special teams. Yeah, those are all important of, okay, what was the tone like? Was it, you know, joking? Was it pretty matter of fact? But I had not heard until now that Coach K had reached out to this young reporter to apologize. If it was a regular reporter, whether it be on the Duke beat or some other publication, even the Louisville Courier-Journal, you know, somebody that covers the Cardinal, asked the question, and you got that response, would you have an apology? We're triggered by the age of the reporter.
Because if that was a regular reporter, I don't think...
No, and you might get the response of, well, that's a dumb question mm-hmm. to ask in the moment. Come on, ask about the game. Don't ask about the big picture. Mm-hmm. Asked about the game. There would not be this kind of outrage.
Right.
It would be another post-game Zoom session with Coach K. But because it was a Duke student newspaper, it's like, and give the kid a break.
Right.
And I'm going to follow this kid's career. He's like, I didn't think it was a big deal.
Bingo. I was about to say, because the kid could didn't ask for an apology.
No.
It was everybody else, the Coach K haters and everything else in the rest of the world. So the kid can't look bad down on the kid. The kid probably was like, oh, man, I just got to ask a question to Coach K, and he went off on me. Fantastic. Texting all his boys.
John says, Coach K, he was an ass in the moment, no matter what the headlines say. He's been in this profession for 4 decades, and he acted like a 14-year-old. Look forward to happening in Nebraska next year after missing a bowl game. John, we were doing so well.
Damn.
Coach K and Saban are similar. I mean, two coaches that have had great success and Hall of Fame coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are those two guys that would ever change your opinion about them? If you hate Duke, is there anything that Coach K could do that could ever change your opinion?
Probably not.
He could cure COVID and you'd still be like, ass.
You're not wrong.
But the other Hall of Famer that I just used, maybe it's just me and my tentacles are all mixed up. But I think the hatred towards Nick Saban has changed. If you don't like Nick Saban, you're never going to like him. But if you were, okay, I'm kind of 50-50 on Nick Saban, I get the sense that the feeling has changed because all he does is win. Duke loses to inferior opponents. Alabama wins. Yeah, if you're all out on the guy that coaches Duke basketball, you're never getting back in. I don't care what he does. He could take Hunter Salas from Omaha on March 26th, and Hunter says, I'm going to Duke. Which would be pretty amazing, considering that's not, you know, not going to happen. But he's a guy that, you know, you've already made up your mind. You're not changing. All right. Thanks, everybody, that joined us on a Monday. I thought George and I got along good. George now will be a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs. Just like, I think if I'm reading the room correctly, all three producers on the Zone have become Chief fans. That is amazing what Patrick Mahomes has done in a short amount of time. Sorry we weren't able to get to the Mitch Holtis call. Stibbs will play that in the open for USC. It's really turning out to be a fantastic day, despite what the weather is like outside. Big thanks to Matt Verzal, Mike Schaefer, and Stephen Muehlhausen. If you missed any of the segments, they're up on the radio replay page. Thanks to everybody that is essential, that has to be out there, whether you're plowing snow, all of us that are shoveling, be safe out there if you're out shoveling snow. The snow angels who you can find in your neighborhood and in this community, if you can't make it outside, there are people that I'm sure will come and shovel your snow or shovel your driveway. But be safe out there. The roads, it's really deteriorating. Stibbs, how is it?
Not good.
Not good.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah. George and your dart, good luck getting home. USC's coming up next. We will talk to you again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone. All right, while you're sitting at home and you're looking for something to do, this is a great opportunity. Because you like watching basketball, you can get into the action for free. It's the NBA In Play, absolutely free to play on the FanDuel app, and features all the fun of live betting. Turns every quarter of every game into a free contest where you can win real cash prizes. So while you're watching the game, all you have to do is predict the outcomes of plays and game props before they happen to claim your share of the prize pool. Kawhi Leonard, by the way, in NBA In Play, made me some money last night. 34 points. Ooh, red hot. Best of all, new contest starts every quarter of every game, giving you even more ways to win. FanDuel, exclusive home of NBA In Play, so the action is always available to you right at your fingertips on the FanDuel app. The app is so easy to use, and it takes less than 2 minutes to sign up. Now, here's even better news. It doesn't matter where you live or where you're traveling to, because NBA In Play is available in every state. Don't miss your shot. Get in the game and download the FanDuel app today to start playing NBA In Play.